Relationships and dilemmas. Man, you maybe mess with a girl and she got a dude on the side. And on top of having that dude on the side, she got another dude on the side. Feel me? Like skinny, want to clear his motherfucking face and shit.
Take a little sip of this tea.
We'll take a little sip of that. Nigga, I already had some of that motherfucking tea. What I was saying though is, you fuck with a bitch, she got a nigga on the side, and on top of having that nigga on the side, she got like four or five other niggas on the side, and on top of having them four or five other niggas on the side, she got six or seven other niggas on top of those previous four niggas that she got on the side, and she looked talking to these niggas like, don't tell him. And don't tell that nigga, don't tell this nigga, because I don't want it all to get out there, you know, of what I'm doing and all that stuff. So I'm sitting here thinking like, damn, bitch, like, you know, how many motherfucking niggas do you need, you know, to get what you want? Like, you shouldn't need that many motherfucking niggas to get what you want, you know what I'm saying? So you taking dick from 10 different motherfuckers. That explain why they hit your head fucked up, you know? A lot of bitches don't understand, man, when you be taking... When you be taking a whole lot of dick, man, that screw with your mind, you know, because this nigga you fucking right here, he may have a little dick, so you overpower his ass, and you feel superior to man, and this nigga, the next nigga, he may blast your ass, and you feel like you ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Now you confused as to thinking, okay, if you ain't shit, or if you are the shit, and this other motherfucker, he just come through, and he just blaze your mouth open, so now you thinking you just a tramp. So that's why y'all be so fucked up, man. Y'all go through all the motherfucking stages, and all of your emotions be running wild. You be all up in your feelings and shit. Don't even know who you are. And to top everything else out is your ass so good at lying, you know what I'm saying, that you tell every motherfucker that you meet to keep this shit a secret. Bitch, it ain't no motherfucking secret if you fucking is sucking nine different motherfuckers, and then all nine of them niggas show up at the party, and all nine of them niggas know each other. Like, bitch, you getting played in the end, dummy, you know? Shit, nigga playing you for the pussy in the mouth, because some of y'all motherfuckers ain't got no money. That's why y'all dress up. That's why y'all spend y'all last $100 or last $200 to get fly and go to the club, because, you know, you got a fat old ass, you got a pretty ass face, so you gonna get away with the average motherfucker who just razorback, you know, like razorback mean like ironing board, like ain't no flapper, ain't no jiggle back there, you know, when they twerk and shake their little butt, don't nothing move but they back fat, you know what I'm saying? What I mean by they back fat, I mean above they motherfucking waist, all in the middle of their back and shit. That's the only thing to move, you know, when they try to shake their little ass. So, but the moral of the story is this, bitch, this nigga can't keep no secret. This nigga gonna tell that he bashed. The nigga gonna be salty because other nigga gonna tell that he bashed. And then that nigga gonna be salty because other nigga gonna say I bashed. And then that nigga gonna be salty because the other person gonna say he got the mouth. So, you know, like I said, it's a domino effect, man. So it's like you gotta have your ducks in a row. And if you don't have all your ducks in a row, then everybody gonna look at you like the hoe. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, females can be pimps too. So don't get it confused, like females can't be pimps, because females can be pimps. But when you giving too much to get just a little, you ain't really pimping. You know, you got to give a little to get a lot, you know. So, but with that, we're going to go into the next joint, man, you know. Relationships and dilemmas. This is YPD Walls, man. Nobody can do it like me. There's nobody, I can't be duplicated. And that's not no cocky or no arrogant statement. I just can't be duplicated. You could try as hard as you want to duplicate this, but I'm just trying to tell you, failure is the only option when you try to duplicate my style, because it's impossible.